How long you been here?
We have an established quorum here for the Rules Committee meeting. We have two pieces of legislation that have been forwarded to us that I'd like to bring up for review at this time. Senate concurrent resolution number one is sponsored by Senator Fisher. It's a resolution that declares June 16th to June 22nd as Amateur Radio Week. Appears to be a pretty straightforward resolution. It has, it's gone through the Labor and Commerce Committee. It has all due passes, zero fiscal note. Is there any questions or comments? We do have a person from the sponsoring or from the senator's office here as a resource there, if you wish. Senator Duncan.
I was ready to make a motion, unless Senator Lyson had a question.
No. Mm-hmm.
I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate concurrent resolution number one be approved by the county at the chair's discretion.
Any objection? So ordered. Okay, we have also before us Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House GR 8, State Affairs, and this is the resolution sponsored by members of the House and also members of the Senate. It's a resolution relating to the Persian Gulf conflict and Alaskans serving the military forces in the Persian Gulf. It has had a hearing in the State Affairs Committee, and I noticed that there are two due passes and two no recommendations. Senator Duncan, there's a question that has come up since the bill has left the Senate State Affairs Committee. What is the recommendation on that?
Mr. Chairman, I think it's a very simple question to resolve, and with your indulgence, since I didn't know this was going to come up today, I'd like to prepare to propose, or in conjunction with you, propose CS for the committee for review before we move the bill on.
Okay, where are you suggesting?
On page two, and I don't think it really changes the resolution, the intent of the resolution. What's causing concern primarily is on page two, line 19. Well, that whole clause 17, where it says, further resolve that the members of the Alaska State Legislature express their heartfelt concern for the safety of the Allied forces, et cetera, et cetera. And the United Nations, and therefore urge President Bush to Congress and the United Nations to use whatever means are necessary to bring the conflict to an end as soon as possible. And we're sending this, of course, to Chief of Staff, Commander Chief, or the military people involved. The phrase, use whatever means are necessary, causes some concern, because that could mean, I mean, you're endorsing any type of military policy they might like to adopt, like at the far end, nuclear bombs, immediate ground war, etc. I'm not sure that we, not knowing national policy, should go on record in making that kind of carte-blanche endorsement. What I would propose is that we say, urge President Bush to Congress and the United Nations to bring the conflict to an end as soon as possible and in a manner that will help secure a just and lasting peace in the region. And I think that doesn't get us into making, endorsing any policy decisions about whether, what type of force they may use, but does the same thing.
Senator Lyson?
Well, I think, you know, if I don't particularly like to amend any legislation in the Rules Committee, I think maybe this would be a point we could discuss on the floor in the Senate.
We can. Except, can we have record for a second?
Can we go off the record?
Yeah, I'm going.
This question has come up from other senators as well, and maybe it might be best there if the chair exercises a little discretion here and discusses with the prime sponsor of the bill this section, and if there is a workable solution that we bring it back at a later time.
I don't have a problem with that.
That's fine. Yeah. Whatever. I just think we need to explore that before we adopt it. If we don't want to do it, we'll do it on the floor.
Okay. All right. So with that, we'll hold the House Joint Resolution 8 until I have a chance to speak with the sponsor.
I had another question, but it's not here. The Senate did change the bill, so the committee substitute, right?
Yes.
And we only have the copy of the committee substitute, so I was wondering. I'll research it myself in my office.
But I don't know what we did.
I don't know either.
It was State Affairs. We changed it. I don't understand what we did.
I don't either, so it's a lack of information there that I'm concerned with.
Pardon?
Change is on page 2, on line 12. Back there where it says military personnel involved in Operation Desert Storm as they take actions, they added the two words that are necessary to respond, to just say actions necessary. responded. I went over that with the state first team here today.
Yeah.
It was just a grammatical change.
I think that was it. You're right. We discussed that. We did. We actually had discussed this. The problem is we were short people in state affairs, too. That's why the change was made.
Okay. So we'll hold this resolution. We'll contact the sponsor, and we'll move probably to calendars SGR1 for Wednesday's calendar.
Yeah. You can meet tomorrow if you want on the rules. Once you resolve, we still have time for the calendar.
What? 8?
Yeah, we may have.
Wednesday's next calendar.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
First resolution.